Morning, Vic.
Hello.
So Vic's got some audio here that she wants to play us of a world record attempt. And you want us to guess what he's doing here?
Yeah, go for it. Have a listen to this, see what you think he's doing.
Has anybody here broken a world record for anything?
No.
No.
Napping, I'd say, probably.
I know where we're going with this.
No, I'm not.
Oh, you're not going to mention it, is it?
I don't like talking about it.
He doesn't like talking about it, yeah.
Did someone here break a world record before?
I don't think so.
No, I don't. No.
You imagined that.
Yeah, you'd think he'd mention it repeatedly if he had.
World's longest DJ set, 74 hours non-stop.
Can you hear some kind of a whispering?
I can hear a high-pitched whine.
Oh, yeah. High-pitched wine.
Started on a Thursday, ended on a Sunday.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Smashed the world record. No sleep, DJ.
Right. We know.
Yeah. Shared the record with Jenny Green. Yeah, we decided to stop at the same time.
Yeah.
Never made it into the Guinness Book of Records.
I know. Why?
So it's not an official world record.
No, because you just stayed up for three days for no reason.
No, but the fella that organised it thought nobody would do it. So he didn't contact Guinness. And then we raised 80 grand for charity and the money went missing. And I ended up.
That's a true story, by the way. I ended up
on Joe Duffy.
I know.
With the PR people. And what do you think is going to happen to the money? I was like, Jesus, Joe, don't be looking at me. I have nothing to do with it.
Money was just resting in your account.
Raymond has just driving a new car, Casey, down all around Cork, and the roof comes down. 3 litres. Anyway, back to this. What is this fella doing in the?
I can't come back after that.
In the world record.
Have a listen and tell me.
What is going on there?
Get your minds out of the gutter. He's crushing walnuts with his elbows.
Is he?
His name is Mohammed Rashid.
That's what I call it too.
He's just broken a Guinness World Record.
Rory, you've been in there now for 20 minutes. What are you doing? Oh, just crushing walnuts.
Elbow.
By crushing 160...
Nearly done.
Lads.
Sorry.
I can't even do this link because you're just...
I'm gone.
Yeah. He broke a Guinness World Record by crushing 169 walnuts with his elbow in 30 seconds.
That's pretty impressive.
Well, why is he going...
Exactly.
It's probably the stress of it.
Vic's VIPs on Cork's Good Times, Red FM.
Showbiz, Vic, what have you got?
Okay, Liam Payne of former One Direction fame has found himself in a bit of hot water. There's a video going around. So his girlfriend, Kate Cassidy, did one of those kind of look at what I'm wearing Instagram videos.
Okay. Would you do one of those get dressed with Vic videos? You know, where you stand in your room.
What do you think, Casey?
I don't know.
What do you think? Honestly.
I know it's not your shtick.
No, it's not my shtick, but it's her shtick.
Makeup tutorial? Anything like that?
I do a bit of makeup, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't wear loads, but I do a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't. No, I don't think so. I'm happy behind the microphone.
There's a couple of lads that I follow. There's a lad called Damien Broderick, I think his name is. And he does every day. His job is to get dressed on Instagram.
Yeah, there's quite a few of those.
But he's got amazing taste in clobber. Like he wears some incredible stuff. He's real old school vintagey.
I love that. You see,
but he's standing there in his jocks, and he goes, "It's Monday, let's get dressed."
And he claps his hands and he's dressed.
No, he does a clippity click and then starts adding his shoes and his watches and his outfit.
But
I'm like. If you had told people 15, 20 years ago, you're going to be looking at a device, a mobile device that you'll carry around, and you'll be watching people getting dressed. Like, how mental does that sound?
No, it does. It does.
And now it's just like, it's just normal life.
It is. And I find those videos quite addictive when you're watching somebody getting dressed like that, because I want to see the fine.
What is that like? Why is it so? Is it like a soothing thing? Is it a comforting thing? Is it?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah.
To Liam Payne.
Liam Payne's girlfriend, Kate Cassidy, uploaded a video to TikTok talking about what she was wearing, and he is being heavily criticised for comments he makes at the end. Have a listen.
I'm wearing this set from Evolve. It's literally from Lovers and Friends. And then I'm wearing this little Chanel bag, these Dior heels.
Hey, you look good. Nice and covered up for once.
Yeah.
What did he say? Nice to be covered up for once.
You're looking good. Nice and covered up for once.
Oh, he's just joking.
I'm telling you now, it's blown up on the internet. People are saying the comments are misogynistic, they're hypocritical, they're critical, they're bullying, all the rest of it.
Fair enough.
So yeah, he's trying to worm his way out of that one now.
Posted it, like, so surely she's okay with it, you know, if she put it up.
Well, they've been seen together since,
yeah,
and then now it's all of these kind of Liam Payne scenes since making the misogynistic comments. But
the headlines read Liam Payne in the arse.
This is an interesting one. Janet Jackson was interviewed on BBC yesterday, and she revealed something that I definitely didn't know. Now, maybe there are people out there that do know this. Have a listen to the interview.
Stevie Wonder, are you related to Stevie?
He's our cousin.
How have I gone that long in life?
Not a lot of people know that. He's our cousin on my mother's side.
That's blown my mind.
So is Tracy Chapman.
Whoa. Hang on. Can we go through the family tree again?
So is Samuel Jackson.
So Stevie is what to you?
My cousin.
Tracy Chapman?
Cousin.
Samuel Jackson?
He would be a cousin too. I mean, he's not my brother.
Right, yeah, fine.
But yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's what Michael Jackson was doing all these years. He was calling his cousin Stevie.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now. Stream all the top TV, movies and sports. No contract. Now you know.
Rory versus Victoria in the Google game, okay? I see what you're made of. If you go to Google and you type in something, what Google's algorithm does, it gathers all of the most popular searches and puts them in a list and presents them to you to make it easier for searching. So when I type things into it, like for example, if I put, is Michael Jackson into Google, what are the top searches? Rory, go.
Alive.
I was going to say that. A billionaire.
Famous.
The most listened to artist of all time.
A moonwalker.
A vegan.
Alive, again.
You can't say that again.
You can, because in the song Alive, Alive, Oh, Molly Malone, she asked twice. is Michael Jackson, top searches in Cork, remember these are very much so Cork related, is Michael Jackson's father still alive? Oh. I don't know, I don't think he is. Is Michael Jackson the biological father of Paris, the actual city in France? I don't think so. is Michael Jackson still alive is the top search. Who gave me that first? Shared point.
Yeah.
Okay, you go to Google and you type this in, lads. Did Michael Collins, go.
Liberate Ireland.
Get shot.
Die in Cork.
Serve in government.
Star in a movie.
Come from West Cork.
Did he beat the British?
Top searches. Did Michael Collins have a wife? I don't think he got married, but he had Kitty, his girlfriend, for a very long time. Did Michael Collins sign the treaty? Did Michael Collins speak Irish? Yes, he did. Did Michael Collins walk on the moon?
Did he?
That's the astronaut, you see. Different Michael Collins.
Oh, yeah.
No points on the board, my friends. Okay, you go to Google and you type in, should you kiss? What do you get? Rory?
Your girlfriend.
Your dog.
Your work colleague.
Your pet.
Your children.
Your mother.
Your teammates.
My ass.
Well, you can kiss my ass. All right, Garth Brooks. Should you kiss your dog is one of the top searches.
Okay.
Should you kiss babies? No, you shouldn't. You should never kiss babies. Never, ever kiss a newborn baby.
That's right.
Because you could have little viruses on your lips or whatever. They can get very, very sick. Should you kiss on a second date? Again. Situation, whatever. You know, if you're feeling like, go for it. Should you kiss someone with a cold sore? That's an obvious one.
Probably not.
And should you kiss the Blarney Stone?
Oh.
Yeah. Has anybody done the Blarney Stone?
Yeah.
I have, yeah.
Yeah? Yeah. What did you get from it? Apart from all the change falling out of your pocket.
Well, just all this endless charm that I have, I suppose.
That's where it came from.
Did you do it, Casey?
Never done it,
oh.
No. No, hanging upside down, kissing a stone in the lashing rain. Not my idea of having
really?
The crack. Yeah. I mean,
when you put it like that.
All right, you go to Google and you type this in, all right? How does a giraffe what? Go.
Poop.
Sleep.
Eat.
Repeat.
Mate.
Play with his friends.
Run around.
Tie a necktie.
Oh, that was a really good, really good answer, Rory O'Hagan. How does a giraffe move? How does a giraffe's tongue help it to survive? How does a giraffe sound? Top search, how does a giraffe wear a tie?
Ooh, would the tie be like right up by his head or would it be down by his like shoulders?
That's a brilliant question. Yeah.
Okay, what are you talking about?
If a giraffe was to wear a tie, Vic, put it over his head.
Why wouldn't he?
Would it be under his chin or all the way down the end of his neck at his breast?
In a job interview or something?
Yeah. No, this is a big question.
Play the cricket sound.
Why do you want me to play cricket sound?
You need to play the cricket sound.
But it's
what are you talking about, lads? Why would a giraffe wear a tie?
Why? Because he's got a job interview, might have a funeral, who knows?
Okay, lads, I don't know. Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Content tumbleweed.
Yeah.
Okay, final question on the Google game. Why does my wife... Go to Google, you type in, why does my wife go...
Keep talking incessantly.
Love shopping.
Leave her shoes all over the place.
Snore.
Nag me all day.
Yeah, I had annoy me or, I don't know, nag me, yeah.
Top searches here in Cork for why does my wife... Why does my wife ignore me intimately? Yeah, yeah. Why does my wife blame me for everything?
Oh, yeah. I love it.
Why does my wife bite me?
Oh.
Why does my wife hate me?
That's deep.
And why does my wife fart so much?
Red FM Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
Now, 6:25 is the time on the front of the Echo here in Cork this morning for Thursday, August 15th. Racist graffiti in Cork is the headline, and this old chestnut rises, rises its head every now and then. It is not acceptable. The Cork City Council took a week to remove racist graffiti that had been reported multiple times. A Cork councillor has said the message, which used the N-word and said N-word out and white man angry, had been graffitied on a vacant building in Blackpool, and was reported to Cork City North East councillor Brian McCarthy on August 7th. It's just one of those things. I hope that if you're a person of colour, I mean, technically we're all people of colour. We all have a colour.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, if you're from another country and you're living in Cork and you're black and you see stuff like this written on a wall, that you will know that that is not the views of Cork. It's a couple of little cavemen.
Absolutely.
With little willies who have no life.
Yep.
Who have nothing better to do and are full of hate. Full of hate towards other people. It's a couple of idiots. It does not represent what Cork is about in 2024. Mm-hmm. And I hope if, like, you know, I know it's horrifically offensive. If you've seen something written on a wall that was like Brits out, what does that say to you now? You'd ignore
it. Well, yeah, but it doesn't feel nice when you see it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It will affect a person.
Of course it would, yeah.
Not that you're going to carry it around for the rest of the day, but your initial... response will be to not feel very good about it.
I know, yeah. And, you know, back in the day then you had posters or statements on pubs over in the UK. Mm. No dogs, no blacks, no Irish.
It's the same thing. It's just as bad.
It's all fueled by hatred, isn't it?
It doesn't matter which country you're in or which side you're on. It's all just absolutely horrendous.
Yeah.
I just think...
Now, I don't think Cork City Council, and I'm not necessarily defending any of this, they don't have a rapid graffiti response unit. You know, like a fella that's lying in bed, the horn goes and he slides down a pole to the rescue.
Yeah.
You know, maybe they should. But, you know, when this stuff is reported, it probably goes in with thousands of other things and it's in an email system or something and it might not get to somebody.
Yeah.
So that might have been the delay. Still, though, it's not nice to see.
No.
And please don't write stuff like that.
What's the point?
Put some quadratic equations on the wall and see if people can solve them.
There you go.
Or do a bit of Banksy. Or like your man, the fella in England. But over in the UK, there was so many potholes in this area that this fella started spraying willies around the pothole.
I think I saw it. It was very good.
Yeah.
Something like that.
And then
because he
used the pothole as a part of the male anatomy and he drew a big willy around it, the council responded really quickly.
Of course they did.
Straight away, the pothole was filled and it was sprayed over. And he became known as what?
The pothole filler.
No, Banksy with a W.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now. Stream the entire House of the Dragon box set with a Now Entertainment membership.
Let's get some money. The €1,000 pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park and Maham Point Retail Park.
How are you, Ben? Not too bad, kid. Not too bad. Ben is a professional builder. I
knew he was doing something like that because when I rang him earlier, he was in a van with a load of lads and they sounded like right messes.
Oh, yeah, you know it. Yeah.
I only won the free food Friday with Neil and Breda.
Oh!
Did you?
With
what company?
Mulrock.
Oh, right. So is there a huge gang of you down there, is there?
Yeah, there's about 15 or 20 of us.
Right, very good.
Imagine what that's like.
Yeah.
So, like, how mad is the building situation at the moment? Because all we're hearing in the news is that there's huge supply issues with houses and that you can't get construction people for love nor money, that you're booked up for the next...
We have 50, a crew of about 30 brilliant men, so there's no issues with us.
There's no, you're flying, but like, I mean, you're probably booked out for jobs for how long?
Oh, we've got about 2 years work ahead of us.
Wow.
Wow. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Would you do an old Nixer down on my gaff if I need you?
Not anything for you, Casey.
Legend. I split the grand with you. Yeah. Let's play in 3, 2, 1. Paul O'Donovan is famous for what?
Rowing.
Question 2. Where did Ed Sheeran play in Cork?
Parky Creeve.
The unicorn is the national animal of Scotland. True or false?
True.
Question 4. What Shawnee is back at Cork City FC?
Shawnee McGuire.
Who wrote Rocky, the movie? Who wrote Rocky? But it's easier than you think. Think of, just to give, just think
Stallone.
Of, you're going to go for Stallone. Question number 6. In what county is Electric Picnic happening?
Leith.
Question 7. The Australian ray gun was in the Olympics for what?
Breakdancing.
Question 8. What two Hollywood actors are featuring on the new GQ magazine? All over the papers yesterday.
Two famous men.
Two very famous actors. Great friends, great buddies.
Yeah.
Oh, just the wrestling fellas. Reynolds, Ryan Reynolds and...
Oh, Ben!
Jesus, Ben, you were doing so good.
You did really well, Ben.
It was Brad Pitt and George Clooney.
Yeah, it was. Yeah,
they did the big press launch for GQ magazine yesterday. Yeah. You got rowing, Parky Queeve. The national animal of Scotland is the unicorn, bizarrely. That's correct. Shawnee McGuire, welcome home, Shawnee. Sylvester Stallone did write Rocky, and he went to 10 different major companies and they all turned it down.
Did he write it?
He wrote the whole thing. He wrote the script, put himself into it.
Wow.
And then he was going around for years trying to find someone to make it for him, and eventually someone took him on. Leash is where the picnic is, that's correct. Breakdancing for number 7, and then we had to stop at number 8, buddy, I'm afraid.
You did well though, Ben.
Not happy.
Hey Ben,
good round.
We've a lot to work on. We've a lot to build on in the future, Ben.
And we'll keep building.
Yeah, let's keep this relationship concrete, okay?
And we'll
talk to you another day. Have a good one, Ben. Take care, man.
Nice one.
Ben gets a €50 voucher for Easy Living Interiors, and the pop quiz back tomorrow. Science is telling us this morning, Rory O'Hagan, dad gags are good for you. They're really, really good for you. Experts say they also might be an example of good parenting. Teaching your kids the craft of rubbish jokes could set them up for life. Because what you're doing is you're training them to have a humorous brain. Who doesn't like a funny person?
Ah, yeah, exactly. It's true.
You know, and it's a great way of integrating into society. You know, if you're standing in a bar and you want to meet a load of people, all of a sudden you're knocking out the one-liners, you're having the crack. Again, I'm going to hang out with him.
Yeah, it's a good icebreaker.
So it is. Researchers at this university said the parents who use humor have better relationships with their children.
I believe it.
Nice. And every weekday morning, you will get an array, a volley of the rubbish jokes, particularly when we do dad gags. It's really Rory's little thing. It's the one he gets excited about
the
most.
It is, yeah.
My favorite thing.
Would you like a volley of some of the most incredible dad gags ever written?
Yes.
Why not? Let's do it. Rory, I got into a fight with 1, 7, 3, 5, 7, and 9. I mean, the odds were really against me. Hey, Rory.
Yes, Casey.
I went to the doctor with hearing problems. He said, can you describe the symptoms? I said, well, Homer's a fat dude and Marge has blue hair. That's amazing. I said to my wife, when I die, I'd like to have, you know, I'd like to go having special cuddles. And she said, well, at least that'll be quick. Dad, can you stop playing the drums? Dad, can you tell me what a solar eclipse is? No, son. Oh, my God. My wife blocked me on Facebook because I post too many bird puns. Two can play that game. Yeah. Nothing? No. Did you hear about the Origami Adult Channel? It's pay-per-view.
Oh, for God's sake.
Good on you. We must do a Vicks Cork accent again next week. Will you remind me of that, please?
Oh, my Cork accent?
Let's bring that one back. If you're on Snapchat, ladies, and you're chatting to fellas, ladies, be doggy wide. Be doggy wide, because if you think a fella is chatting to you and you alone, he could be sending the same message to multiple people. This is also the same, lads, in reverse. If you're talking to girls, she could be bouncing off the same message to 30 or 40 people.
Oh, yeah.
All right, and you might feel this is a one-way conversation, but it's going to loads of people. How do you know if they're sending a group chat when people are messaging you on Snapchat? Have a listen.
If you want to know if he's Snapchatting you in a bulk snap, it's going to say, Josh sent a snap, not Josh sent you a snap on your notifications. If it says Josh sent you a snap, then it was just to you. If it was Josh sent a snap, then it was a bulk snap. And he sent that to 40 other women.
40 other women!
So the only difference is one word.
Yeah, so that's what you got to pay attention
to. You have to look for the word you, and you, then you know it's and then you,
and then you'll know what's going on. No, I didn't know that.
Me neither.
All right. You have another clip here about women's brains.
Yes, this is interesting.
How many tabs are open at the one time in a woman's brain? You have a tab for yourself, for your job, for the kids, for the bills, for the lunches, for the pickups, for the school, for the drop-offs.
This is an insight. Just have a listen to this clip, right? This is an insight into a mum's brain.
We need to be there by 7, so we need to be pulling in by 6:45, so we need to leave by 6:15, so the kids need to eat by 6, so I need to start cooking by 5:30, so the kids need to be picked up by 5:15, so I need to leave by 4:45, so I need to be done my meetings by 4, so I need to text my husband and remind him by 3, so I need to complete my deliverables by 2.
Yeah,
there you go. Nice. That was a little insight into my mind.
Red FM Breakfast
with Now. There goes the LR.